We're talking about some things trending in Orlando over the weekend. What a bad weekend.
Oh, that was awful.
In Orlando, and it started on a Friday night with Christina Grimmie, the singer from The Voice. She's 22 years old, shot in a premeditated attack. Now, she had a concert there, and before the concert, she posted a video and says, "Hey, come on out, come join me, this is where I'm going to be." Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people do.
Yep.
You know, you can stop by, see me, I'll sign some things, like a quick meet and greet with fans, and then, of course, this guy ends up coming up, I think 27 or 29 years old, shoots her.
So this white male approached her and opened fire, striking her. At that, almost immediately, her brother Marcus Grimmie tackled the suspect to the ground. Shortly after that, the suspect killed himself.
But to think that her brother, his instinct to get him, I mean, just like that, to pounce on him, what... Really, to me, what an amazing thing to think of, because most people, and I guess maybe it's different when it's your family, your initial, when you hear gunshots, is like, out of here, right?
Yeah, it's fight or flight. That's what they tell you. You react. Yeah.
Well, apparently, from what the story that I read is this guy just walked up, like, popped her in the head.
Yeah.
And
he traveled to Orlando. He had two handguns. He had several loaded magazines and a hunting knife.
Uh-huh.
And then, so, of course, the police go to his, they find out who he is. They go to his house. He had, in St. Petersburg, he had a note that expressed, quote, the deepest sorrow.
Yep.
To her family, friends, and fans. Mm-hmm. Taped to his door.
Right, that's the part I don't get. It's like I've never idolized anybody to where you want to take their life. I mean, if they're an idol, you want them to succeed and be fun things, you know? So, it's weird.
Yeah, I'm wondering if once they start investigating this a little bit more, whether she was actually being stalked by this guy, because there has to be a little bit something else about it. And
That wouldn't just happen out of nowhere. He just happened to come across her video that night.
And they set up a GoFundMe page.
Obviously, her manager.
Yeah. It's raised currently at the moment they put it up for $4,000.
Yeah.
It's currently at $121,000.
Wow. Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and then of course, obviously, also in Orlando, everybody's talking about it, the shooting at Pulse nightclub. They had, by the end of the latest numbers, 50 dead, 53 injured. And
so
this
horrible.
Guy walks in. Here's an eyewitness account of somebody who was at Pulse.
All of a sudden we heard like a boom boom, and we thought it was like the stereo. We're like, oh my goodness, it's something went on with just the music.
And that's what they were saying. A lot of people didn't know because you're in this club. There's three different DJs they had there.
It's loud.
It's loud. Music's pumping and you hear gunshots. It took people a long time to register. And of course, the guy who did it, right, they're saying he acted alone. They don't believe there's any other suspects. But to go in there, he had an AR-15 and he just, I mean, you figure he just popped people off. That one person killed 50 people and injured 103 people.
It's crazy. They're saying so far only 21 of the victims have been identified out of that 50.
They're going through and they're still, right, there's bodies still in the nightclub.
Yeah, that's a weird thing I heard. Like the phones were ringing and people are trying to get up. I mean, that has got to be, as an investigator, like that just changes. Yeah, it changes your life.
How eerie must that be, walking around those bodies and phones going off and stuff? Horrible.
Did you guys see, I was watching a lot about it. I get like hooked into these things, and even though they're just going over the same information over and over and over again, they're saying, of course, the guy said he called 911 beforehand and declared his love for ISIS or his dedicated allegiance to ISIS just once. And of course ISIS is going to hop on board because they're like, hell yeah,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right.
But I just want them to be like, nah, we don't, nah, not
that
guy.
Dude's crazy, we're not going to support him. Right.
Exactly. But it's, you know, it's so tragic. And they were going over this mom had been talking to her son and he's texting her and he texts her, he goes, I love you, in the club they're shooting. It gives me chills every time I talk about it. It sends chills right through my body. And then she's like, what club? And she's showing you the text messages, what club, where are you? And he's like, and he says, I'm in the bathroom hiding. And then he goes, he's in here, he has us now. I can't even imagine. That must be such an out of body experience. That what do you even do?
Yeah, I mean, that I'm with you. Like, I would never, I guess none of us know until, you know, you're in that situation.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, all of our law enforcement agencies, they train people for those situations.
Sure.
So that they're the experts so that when you're, you know, on the other end of a firearm, that you know what to do. So,
yeah.
Do you think at some point there's going to just be training courses for regular civilians? Like, this is what you, like, where there's metal detectors ever. How do you walk around, I mean, with an AR-15? That's not a weapon that's easily, that you can hide.
Yeah. Right, any kind of long rifle like that. Yeah, you're right. It's not, you know, it's not a handgun. So,
yeah.
Tough.
I was just reading some stuff. One lady said that she actually hid under some, she crawled under some dead bodies to actually survive.
Yeah, and I saw one of the guys that had escaped, his friend, I guess, was shot a couple of times and then actually got trampled on as people were leaving. So, I mean, that's just total chaos in that environment. So it's awful.